Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mark Reardon.
The heart of America is not government. The center of America is not Washington, D.C. The center of America is the neighborhoods where 330 million Americans are raising their kids and trying to put food on the table and trying to love their neighbors.
Mark Reardon.
There's nothing worse than a reckless jackass who thinks he's smarter than everybody else.
I am the smartest man alive!
The Mark Reardon Show is on now.
Hey, welcome in. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon again. I think you got Mike Elam tomorrow. You have Thursday at Best of, Friday, Brad Young. So I feel like the only thing going on today is Iran. It's almost as if whenever I think, okay, what's going on? I need to check an update and see if there's anything going on with this. And don't worry, we'll have a lot to talk about on the show when it comes to that. Also coming up this hour, Charles Lipton, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, writes regularly for the Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics. We've got a couple of topics for him. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent's joining us. We'll talk Iran with him as well. I think he's going to give a lot of great insight into that. That I'm really looking forward to learning a few things about what's going on. Also, this whole show is just packed with some fantastic guests, but if you want to hop in, and I'll keep an eye on the comments as they come in, if you want to message me on Twitter at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, I'm going to read these two headlines to you because these two headlines were back-to-back posted on Axios. Headline one, Trump considers strike on Iran ahead of crucial Situation Room meeting. Headline number two, Trump team proposes Iran talks with this week on nuclear deal and ceasefire. So one is considering a strike. One is considering a ceasefire. And it's almost like that moment in the Matrix where you have Lawrence Fishburne and he's got the two pills and he's got the blue pill and the red pill. Now, normally the red pill means, you know, there's a different context to that in the sense of waking up and realizing conservative values are the way to go. But in this sense, just in the general vicinity of logic, this is Donald Trump offering Iran two pills. One is we're going to rain fire down on you. Two is you get to live, but the basic premise of you living is that you have to stop trying to kill Israel and the people inside, and you have to stop funding your programs with your enrichment and your abilities to try to get nuclear capabilities. And on top of that, you also have to stop funding the terrorists that are in, by default, attacking Israel. These are the red pill, blue pill. One you live, one you die. And we also find that the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. has cautioned there's still, quote, surprises up our sleeves in the fight against Iran, as President Trump issued his own ominous warning that Israel wouldn't be slowing its attacks anytime soon, telling people to leave that region. If you are American, you better get out of here. Now, I don't know why it would take you so long to realize this on your own, as if you really needed a online social media tweet from the president of the United States to realize you may not be in the best place. It's like that one Talking Head song. How did I get here? It's not like one day you just woke up and you're in Iran. You're probably there for a reason, whatever it may be. But if you have even a little bit of common sense and you want to live, it's probably best you get out of there if you can. I think maybe the best quote of all of this was Rand Paul when he was asked about what should we do here. Here's what Rand Paul said.
You know, I think the president's instincts on foreign policy and war are good. I think his instincts are restraint. I think his instincts are towards trying to find a diplomatic solution. He keeps mentioning in each of his statements that he's open to diplomacy.
Okay. It says President Trump will meet with his national security team in the Situation Room Tuesday to make decisions about U.S. policy towards the war between Israel and Iran, three U.S. officials told Axios. U.S. officials said Trump is seriously considering joining the war and launching a U.S. strike against Iran's nuclear facilities, especially its underground uranium enrichment facility. And part of this, and I think we have a clip talking about this too, this is a big moment for Donald Trump. And here's Hugh Hewitt. I'm going to play this for you, but part of it is you also have Tucker Carlson saying the same thing. This is a big moment, meaning you can destroy your legacy as someone that didn't start wars, which is something that's very appealing. But then I'll go back to what Rand Paul says, which is, I trust this guy's gut. When it's necessary, it's necessary. You can't be so pro-peace that you can get stomped on and you're going to end up losing your interests. So there's going to be a certain point where you got to be forceful. And is this the time to take down Iran? So here's what Hugh Hewitt said about that.
Israel has unleashed a shock and awe campaign, the likes of which Iran has never experienced. President Trump has allowed this to happen. He greenlit this. He was masterful in his ambiguity last week, though he dropped a few breadcrumbs if people were paying attention along the course of last week, indicating he thought the negotiations were going to fail. He gave Iran 60 days. He said it again and again. Those two men, Netanyahu and Trump, have arranged for Iran to feel jolts of the sort they have never felt before, and Israel has methodically reduced all the threats, and now they're going to reduce the threat from Iran.
Yeah, and part of this is another headline, New York Post. Trump reveals U.S. knows where Iran's supreme leader is hiding, won't take action for now as he convenes with leaders in the Situation Room. He's an easy target. Donald Trump's used this tactic before when it came to terrorists, and he, when negotiating with them, letting the people know, we know exactly where you and your families are. Here's the exact location. Here's the satellite photos. If you try anything that harms one hair on an American head, this is going to the fire. And I think that is a pretty serious threat when the United States and Donald Trump is the one making that threat. This isn't, think about how other presidents would handle this. You have Joe Biden would have been absent, so who knows who would have been standing in his place if they would have done anything at all. You have Barack Obama, who probably would have bribed Iran with even more money. And, oh, don't worry, if you just play ball, we'll make sure that you get all of these different sanctions lifted and we're going to make you rich and we're just going to pay you off. And don't worry, we know that you would never try to create weapons, so we'll just turn the other way when you enrich. So that's how Barack Obama would have handled it. How would have George W. Bush? It depends on how far back you want to go. But I look at this and I feel Donald Trump's the right person at this time. He's kind of he's the right guy to handle a country that's hostile like Iran, that's given the opportunity to turn it around, has not taken that opportunity. We realize that if they want to play chicken, there's only one outcome here, them losing. So how far are you willing to go for them to lose? And you already have Israel, one of your biggest allies, going full in and saying, we're just going to take the wheel here, and we hope that you could join us. And I think the United States will. Here's what Lindsey Graham mentioned.
Be all in, President Trump, in helping Israel eliminate the nuclear threat. If we need to provide bombs to Israel, provide bombs. If we need to fly planes with Israel, do joint operations. It's time to close the chapter on the Iranian Ayatollah and his henchmen. Let's close that chapter soon and start a new chapter in the Mideast, one of tolerance, hope, and peace.
Yep. Same thing with Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, basically, we have a common enemy here. They hate you. They chant death to America. When asked about this on Fox News, I think it was with Brett Baer, he mentions that when it came to the assassination attempts, he had information that Iran was at least connected to that. He didn't really elaborate, but I wonder how that could be. Here's what he said here.
Today it's Tel Aviv, tomorrow it's New York. I understand America first. I don't understand America dead. That's what these people want. They chant death to America. So we're doing something that is in the service of mankind, of humanity, and it's a battle of good against evil.
It is a battle of good versus evil in this sense. I look at this and I wonder what's up their sleeve when it comes to Israel. They have done some fantastic surprise tactics. And we've seen this too. In some ways, Ukraine has done some pretty amazing things too. But there has been, if they say they have something up their sleeves when Iran, it makes me wonder what that is. Did you see the video yesterday where some of the bombings hit the television broadcast building when Iran was out there shouting their propaganda to their people? And boom, that was one of the buildings that were at least the, we don't know if it was a direct target, because if it was a direct target, I'm guessing they wouldn't have been able to keep broadcasting, but it must have been an auxiliary target to where they were landing these things. It's pretty remarkable. Everything that's happened in real time that we're able to watch on YouTube on our cell phone while we lay in bed here in the United States in the comfort of your own home, you still want to have that comfort knowing that the bombs aren't being thrown this way, then maybe you want less Irans in the world and more Israels. And maybe that should mean something. We're going to take a break, and Charles Lipton's going to join us after the break. He writes regularly for The Spectator magazine, Real Clear Politics. Lots to get to with him, and some pretty amazing topics to talk about with him too. So I'm looking forward to spending the next couple hours with you. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in and looking forward to spending a couple hours. And it seems like every time I go online, there's a lot of other news events that are happening, but there's only really one thing I'm thinking about: what's going on with Iran and what could the United States be planning right now? Joining us is a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. He writes regularly for The Spectator magazine and Real Clear Politics, among others. Charles Lipton, thank you so much for joining us here in St. Louis.
Great to talk to you, Ryan.
Not long ago, you wrote for The Spectator. I know some details have changed, but we're looking at Iran and the dilemma, the danger. So at the time when you wrote this, this would have been a few weeks ago, the negotiations and the countdown clock was still ticking. The countdown clock has expired, and this is where we are today. Where do you think we stand? Do you think there's still chance for negotiations, or do you think that time is over?
Well, the most recent news from this afternoon is that Donald Trump is calling for unconditional surrender by the regime in Tehran. I'm not sure what they get out of that other than maybe a free flight to Moscow. But obviously the biggest issue is are the underground nuclear sites that Israel has taken out more and more and more of the missiles and above ground sites that Iran has. It's taken out much of the military leadership. It has avoided striking the civilian leadership of the Islamic Republic. And the underground sites are buried very deep. Israel doesn't have planes that are large enough to carry the bunker buster bombs that might get to them. And even with the U.S. planes, it might take several of those bombs to penetrate that deep. So the question is, how could you do that? But I think the biggest question, Ryan, is what do you do after you overthrow the regime, because it's hard to imagine the regime surviving this war.
Yeah, Charles Lipson joining us here. And you're right, because you don't want to get ahead of yourself, because we've watched enough sports. And at the end of the locker room, we're just taking things one game at a time. We got to take things one thing at a time, almost, in a way. You don't want to assume, but it's hard to imagine a scenario where Iran comes out of this operating the way they have in the past. I think we've gone past the point of no return, haven't we?
It looks like we have. It's also the case that it would transform not just Iran, but it would transform the whole region. Israel has moved in a very systematic way. They've taken out, Iran formed what they called a ring of fire around Israel. North, south, the only side that wasn't surrounding Israel was the Mediterranean. So there were the Hezbollah in the north, there was Hamas in Gaza, there were terrorists all around, there were the Houthis in Yemen, and so forth. And what Israel has done is systematically taken out all of that opposition, leaving only Iran. And you'll notice during Israel firing on Iran that they've really suffered almost nothing coming in from any of those proxy forces. There have been one or two missiles that have come in from the Houthis in Yemen, but other than that, these forces have been defanged. So now the question is, what can Israel do? And I think the reason Israel acted when it did was that they feared that Iran was very close to a nuclear weapon. And unlike dealing with the Soviet Union and now Russia, they feared that it was a regime that was so committed to its theocracy that it might use those weapons to wipe out the Jewish state.
Wow. I want to hone in on that term, unconditional surrender, because when I hear that, I think Japan, World War II. That's the very first thing I think of. Do you think we're at that scale magnitude? Because I don't know if he's using that term intentionally to invoke memories of what the United States has done in the past.
I think the key point both Japan and Germany surrendered unconditionally at the end of World War II, and the U.S. had learned a lesson from the mess after World War I, where the Germans later blamed the successor regime for signing the peace treaty. So the U.S. made the Imperial Japanese, and it made the Nazis who remained sign those peace treaties. I think the thing that you can take out of this is that it means that we're not negotiating with you anymore. At least that if Trump is true to what he means by unconditional surrender, unconditional means we don't negotiate with you on the conditions.
Wow. I guess I shouldn't feel so nervous about this. We discussed what could happen. It sounds like at the G7 summit, the other countries basically said, unless the United States is attacked, then we're not going to get involved. Do you think Israel can do this by itself, or do you think the United States, the only way to end this is for the United States to get directly involved?
Well, I think it will be one of the most consequential decisions of President Trump's second term if he decides to engage in a bombing, not because I think the bombing won't be successful. I think it will be successful. And by the way, it will not only be Fordow, but there are some other underground facilities. But I think that the problem will be, what do you do after the dust from those bombs settles? We just don't know what Israel, what its capabilities are. We know what it can't do. It can't drop this huge 30,000+ pound bomb. It doesn't have the planes to do that. We don't know if they could storm the facilities, if they could cut out all of the entrances and exits, which would trap everybody inside. We just don't know what they can do, but we will know that over the next few days. There seems to be a very intense debate within the administration and within MAGA world about what to do, and that seems to me to be perfectly appropriate, because this is a very big decision, and I think the President of the United States should hear from multiple sides. Israel, by the way, has said exactly the right thing. They've said, this is an American decision. We are not asking the Americans to make a decision one way or the other. This is a decision that's up to the Americans. Why would the Americans do it? In order to transform the entire Middle East. And if they did transform it, and if they could solidify a successor regime in Iran, no easy task, then we could turn all of our attention to preventing China from attacking Taiwan.
Mm. Well, I know that you write some fantastic articles. You have a website, newsletters. If people wanted to look you up and get some insights into some of the things you're writing about, where can they go?
Thank you for asking, Ryan. They can go to Charles Lipson, LIPSON, charleslipson.com, and just sign up. And all of my columns are free. I'm happy to send them to them by email. I write one, sometimes two a week, on a variety of issues. The last column that I just wrote earlier this week was why Democrats always seem to end up on the wrong side of 80-20 issues, like transgenders in sports and open borders.
Right. And this is going to be a big one, too. Well, Charles Lipson, thank you so much for joining us. Fantastic insights. You are an author. You write for Real Clear Politics, The Spectator magazine, and of course, also a professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. Charles Lipson, again, thank you for joining us here in St. Louis. We appreciate the time.
My pleasure, Ryan.
Joining us after the break, former U.S. Senator here in Missouri, Jim Talent, a regular contributor to the show, and talking about some of the procedural things that could be happening in government in the next, oh, I don't know, you want to say hours, but more likely in the next week, where I want to get his thoughts on Israel's attack in Iran and involvement in the U.S., what he thinks should happen coming up after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. What a big show today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. What a day. You get a day when the president's in the Situation Room. That's a day. Joining us is a former U.S. senator here in Missouri. You hear him on the show, you hear him on the station, and I am so looking forward to our talk here with Jim Talent. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Glad to be here, Ryan. It is a very interesting day.
Yeah, when you hear in the Situation Room, you know it's a serious day. So we know that the advisors and President Trump are done meeting. That happened probably about 45 minutes ago, so they were out. Unconditional surrender, that's what they're asking for with Iran. What do you think they talked about in the Situation Room? What were they discussing, and what scenarios do you think they were considering?
Well, I suspect the immediate discussion was under what conditions the United States participates directly in the campaign to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities and their ballistic missile capability. You know the story. To this point, the president greenlit the Israeli campaign. In other words, he agreed to it. He made clear initially that we were not going to be participating directly. We've helped to defend Israel, and I'm sure we've shared intelligence, logistics, that sort of thing. And of course, they still rely on the United States for resupply of certain commodities. Now, they have gotten a lot of the, well, I don't want to just retrace the whole last week. They have neutralized Iran's anti-air defenses, so it is now defenseless against attack from the air. They've taken out command and control, which is making the response very difficult for Iran. And they've taken out a fair amount of the nuclear infrastructure, including their weaponization facility at Isfahan. So but they have not yet been able to get Fordow, which is where the centrifuges are buried way underground, like half a mile underground. And to get them easily, they need heavy bombers, which they don't have, and which the United States does have. So I imagine that's a long way of saying, I imagine the first thing they were discussing is, do we go in with the B-2s from Diego Garcia? Beyond that, they were probably talking about, okay, what is likely to happen post-conflict? How does this end, and what do we do at that point? And I think it ends either with regime change or with Israel, maybe with the United States or without it, accomplishing its objectives, which are very important but narrow, destroy the nuclear infrastructure and the ballistic missile arsenal that Iran has got. And then, you know, what do we do under those circumstances? So I those are probably the two big topics. And then if the president's making some decisions, how they're going to implement it, how they're going to announce it. For example, if we do join in, do we give them an ultimatum? Now, I've been out for a couple hours. Have they said they want unconditional surrender? Has that come out of the White
House? That's well, I don't know if I've seen that from the White House, but I've seen that reported when they said the Situation Room. Fox was one of the first things they said after the officials came out of the Situation Room.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out. It's kind of important to wait for confirmation of these things, not that Fox or anybody else is deliberately, you know, trying not to report the news, but it's a fluid situation and, you know, they want to report as quickly as they can. So, look, we should be, I think, greatly encouraged as Americans by this. The context is Iran is extremely vulnerable because they have in the last 8 to 9 months lost virtually all of their proxies who were their sword and their shield. Mm-hmm. So Syria is I should let you ask a question. Go ahead.
But no, I know all of these things are fantastic insight because I think we're all just trying to best understand not only what could happen next, but the implications. But if you think about strategically what Israel has decided to do, strategically speaking, this was a fantastic move by them and their interest when you have considering who Iran's been financing and bankrolling to try to get rid of the person that is responsible for all these syndicates that are attacking you nonstop and to put them in a vulnerable spot back up against the wall. Also have the United States potentially having your back and potentially stepping in beside you as opposed to just having your back. And strategically too with Iran, I don't know. I think that every single ally of the United States would benefit if Iran was no longer operating the way they're operating. I don't really know if there's much of a downside of eliminating Iran right now and just, if they're on the ropes, finishing it off.
Yeah, which is why the president agreed to it. Because they're vulnerable and because their air defenses have been reduced, the odds of casualty in battle are extremely low. What they've been reduced to is shooting the rest of their ballistic missile arsenal at Israel. The number they've been able to shoot has gone down every night. Last night, I believe it was 10, because they're running out of missiles. And when that's gone, they'll still have terror cells they can try to activate. But again, their command and control has been decapitated. Chief of staff is dead. His replacement is dead. The commander of the Quds force is dead. The commander of the Air Force is dead. The scientists responsible for the nuclear program, about half of them are dead. The leader of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is dead. So their command and control has been really decapitated. And this is possible because Iran is vulnerable, because Israel is obviously now the hegemon of the Middle East with tremendous capabilities, and because Israel and the United States are run by two men who share the core belief that it would be an enormous threat to both of their countries if Iran got a nuclear weapon.
Right. And the desperation factor could play into that too. But yeah, you think about where they sit right now, and I go back to Barack Obama, and I think about the deals they tried to make with Iran. We're going to basically give you a seat at the table, and we're going to trust you. Oh, and we'll start funding your trust fund as well. We'll put a little money, and we'll make sure it's financially viable for you to play ball. And I think about the way they've been enabled, and to me, I'm happy that they've laundered and lost everything they could have built up during that time, because it sounds like the house of cards here fell so quickly for Iran that they were not as powerful as I thought they were. And I don't know why you wouldn't just finish the job right now, knowing that they will never, ever cooperate with the United States, no matter what deal you try to give them.
Yes, that's very much my belief, and I think history has proven that out. And they have been attacking America from the time they kidnapped 52 diplomats. They were responsible for the death of 200 Marines in Lebanon, and 4 years later in 1983. They attacked our forces 200 times during the Biden administration without an effective response. America is the great Satan for them. They believe it as an ideology. It's who they are. So, yeah, I mean, I think my huge criticism of all the mistakes Obama made in foreign policy, trying to build a Middle Eastern equilibrium around a partnership with Iran, was almost literally, it was lunatic. Now, it's worth noting, I mean, every American president has recognized that Iran should not have nuclear weapons. It's just that the way Obama went about trying to prevent it actually made it more likely. And in the meantime, they also have funded and built up their proxies who've been attacking Americans and destabilizing the region, hurting our economy.
What happens, let's say Iran disappears, all of these other syndicates, what happens next with them?
Well, that's the question. There are always unknowns and risks in any operation. The question is, which risks are worth accepting? So it's worth accepting the risk of that. Now, Trump's vision, which I think is within reach, is a different kind of equilibrium than Obama had envisioned. It's one centered around the Gulf states, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Bahrain, Jordan, Egypt, Israel. And there's no reason Iran under a different regime could not be included in that. Iran is a country with tremendous, very sophisticated people. They were very prosperous, very advanced. That's Trump's vision for the Middle East. That's why he did the Abraham Accords. That's why he just went to the Middle East and to talk to the Saudis. And he also, that's why he's trying to strike a decent arrangement with Syria. So I think that's what the administration will aim for. That's very consistent with Israel's interests. So I'm certain they would be cooperative in that. So we'll see if we can get there. But first, we have to deal with the, you know, the wolf closest to the sled.
Huh. With this one last site, the one that you said it's a half mile underground, and you would really need the heavy artillery to the heavy bombers. And what happens, logistically speaking, if you can reach that? Does that cause an environmental disaster? Like, is it like a 3 mile island situation if you throw a missile down there?
Yeah, you can get some. I don't think it'd be a disaster necessarily, but if you were like to get a direct hit on enriched uranium, no, it would not be good. Even if we don't help, and this is one of the reasons I think the president has withheld our direct participation to this. Actually, there's several reasons for that. One of them is there is still a possibility that the Iranian regime could come to a deal if they think the alternative is regime survival. The second reason is secondary deterrence. In other words, by not participating initially, it tended to deter Iran from escalating the war horizontally because they would not want the United States to come in. And so less likely they would attack American troops or the Saudis or something like that. And then the third thing I think is he's balancing his long-term vision and his credibility with the rest of the region against the desire, which he stated over and over again for 15 years, to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon.
Wow. And, you know, I go back and joining us here, if you missed the start of the segment, Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator from Missouri. And I think back at the first term of Donald Trump in office, and perhaps maybe the most important thing that he did while in office, and I know the economy is important, but the ability for him to seat the Supreme Court in that way was so important. when it comes to trying to reset order to the Constitution. In his second term, this could be the landmark thing. And I know we're not even in the first year of the four. Is this possibly the most important moment of his entire presidency? How did he handles Iran in this moment?
Yeah, it ranks up there. Probably is, from a foreign policy standpoint, the most important moment. I would say the most important decisions that he made were in the first term, when he dragged us into the 21st century where China is concerned. I mean, up to that point, we had still been engaging and facilitating China's rise, but there wasn't any particular moment. This is a real inflection point. I think what we needed was a person with good common sense, conviction, who was willing to think outside the box, who wasn't constrained by the opinion of, you know, experts who'd been around a long time or the political establishment. And look, I've been around a long time, you know, so I'm not trying to lay this off on somebody else, but who saw what was really at stake in the region and wasn't transfixed with the Palestinians. I mean, the Palestinians are, they're an issue. Trump's trying to resolve that too. But the broader issues in the region really don't have a lot to do with the Palestinians. And as a matter of fact, Israel isn't even the chief issue in the region. It's Iran. Iran has, wants, for religious reasons, also for nationalistic reasons. Remember, they're Persian and the rest of the region mostly is Arab. And historical reasons, they want to dominate the region. And yes, they want to destroy Israel. They also want to either overthrow their Arab neighbors or impose upon them an Iranian version of Sharia. So that's why the whole region basically is pleased about this. And even the allies that they supposedly had in the past are abandoning them, like Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. Hezbollah sent him an email saying, no, we're not going to help out. Now, that was largely out of fear of Israel, but I mean, they're not, you know, they don't want to help. Hamas is Sunni. They can't do anything anyway. And you're seeing, I believe you're going to see uprisings in Iran. Those people have about had it. I mean, we can argue about whether the Palestinians still support Hamas, but the people of Iran want this regime gone. Mm.
It's funny, Hezbollah, I didn't realize, sent email press releases to give their intention.
Yes.
So they, wow, I learned something new. I guess I've never seen that come through the inbox, but this is just one of those moments where, you know, it just feels tense because anything could happen, and something very important. It feels like we're just on the cusp of something extremely important, a worldwide event that'll be just something you'll never forget. And Jim Talent, thank you so much for breaking this down. And I know you're watching it too, and there's just so much to try to keep up with. Your insight to this, I know that people, when they hear it, it really helps them understand it better. So thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome, Ryan. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Former U.S. Senator from Missouri, Jim Talent. You hear him on the station, the shows, and he is just such a treasure to be able to learn from. We thank him. Every time he comes on, I learn something new. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in, and I'm watching the live video feed. It's so good to see Sue on the video feed right now.
Hiya, Ryan.
It was such a surprise. I said, oh, there's Sue. How have you been?
I've been well, thank you. We took a couple days off. Michael, you know, is the vintage car driver. So there was a race in South Beloit, Illinois. And I guess South Beloit is one of those where it's right on the border. So it's Missouri. And if you go, Illinois. And if you go to this side of town, it's Wisconsin, kind of like Kansas City, Missouri. So I've been to two states.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like a middle of nowhere type of place to
yes.
me. I wonder if Trump Mobile has service there.
I don't know. It's not a question I asked. Yes.
No, I need to check their service map. But have you seen the Trump Mobile announcement where the wireless plan in the phone you can pick up Donald Trump Jr. making the announcement through the Trump Organization?
No.
And I think it's $47.45 a month because, you know,
that's
President,
not a bad deal.
$47.45.
Yeah.
And it says Trump Mobile is working with all three major carriers to give customers access to 5G through the country, an apparent reference to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. there's a lot of these type of companies that piggyback on the unused cell phone tower services. I'm on one of them. I use Mint Mobile. You've heard of that one?
Really? I have heard. How much is that a month?
It's the Ryan Reynolds one where he goes on the commercials whatever. I don't think he still has a stake in it. So if you prepay for the year, it's only $15 a month.
Are you serious?
And this is, you know, not a paid commercial, but I've had no problem with it. It's been fantastic.
Okay.
$15 a month.
That's nuts. That's so Ryan Recker. I can't even stand it. I've got Consumer Cellular, and it's like $42 a month.
Yep. Yeah, but and you know, you pay it all up front. And you get, I don't know, like 5 gigabytes or something.
That's
and then
really
after that,
not bad.
It's slower. They slow it down. But here's the thing. I stay within a Wi-Fi signal. I'm not out using it like a teenage girl, so I don't really need a lot.
People travel. I'm not saying you have to be a teenage girl if you wander outside. You know what I mean? If you went on a weekend trip, that's where I end up using them.
Right. And if you're watching videos and downloading a bunch of stuff,
I'm not doing that.
See? Yeah. I don't either.
Well, we're
so
old
it works
people.
Just fine.
Yeah.
I know. My back hurts. Take Tylenol at night and wake up fine. All right, Sue. I'm looking forward to Sue's news next hour, too. But
all right.
There's just so much going on in the world. So it's a good thing we'll have an update from Fox News here in a moment. And also coming up in the next hour, I do want to talk a little bit with Dave Murray because there's a chance of some storms coming through. We'll get the latest from him coming up. 97.1 FM Talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.